第一次到现在每次都来的举手。
Anyone who come every time，
谢谢。还有一个人今天第一次来的，请举手。你从前在哪里啊
？Where were you the last time？
手放下来。你说到底有多少次呢
？How many times do you have？
我想他也不知道。
I wouldn't know。
我也不知道。
Even Stephen Tong don't know。
有时一节的圣经里面的意思丰富到一个地步。
Sometimes so rich even a single verse。
一两个钟头讲不完。
And for one or two hours we can expound it fully。
我们很盼望快快把这个事情做完。
How we wish we can finish fast。
但是万事都有时间的。
But for everything there's a time for it。
你迟一点结婚可以不可以？早早生孩子不能。
Can you get married later and get a birth of your children earlier?
No. 你说呢？我三十岁才结婚。
Because I was married at 3 years old.
第二天就要做妈妈。
And I want to be mother on the second day.
你会生出一个死孩子出来。
Well, you give birth to a stillborn baby.
有规则在里面。
There is a principle there.
我盼望我们的吃的东西呢，我们咀嚼的清楚，有消化没问题。
I hope the thing that we eat, we chew it well, so that we don't have any problem with digestion.
如果你看这个圣经啊。
Were to read the Bible.
那个很简单，有什么困难？
It's very simple. There's no
problem. 很容易。
Very simple.
每一个字都知道。
I understand every word of it.
不必查字典。
I wouldn't have to check dictionary.
你要不要查字典？
Do we have to check dictionary?
很少人要查字典。
Very few.
因为用了很简单的词句写。
Because very simple wording it is.
但是这本书是已经差不多2000年，一直讲一直讲，还没有讲完。
But this book has been expounded for more than 2000 years, but it cannot be finished.
里面蕴藏的真理
is so rich.
不是字句的。
It is not a truth with words.
不是理智的。
Not rational.
不是教义性的而已。
Not only doctrinal.
不是道德性的而已。
Not only moral only.
而是关系生命与金钱的道。
But it concerns piety, godliness, and also this,
就是生命的道。
Life.
不但如此。
Not only so.
是灵性的与信仰的道。
But it's the word of the spirituality and also word.
是今生的。以来生的道
and something which concerns today and the future
是个人的也是整个人类的道
and concerns individuals and also the whole humankind
是古代今代这都永永远远人所需要的道
it concerns something which is needed by man in the past today and in the future
这是很奇妙的一本书
it is a very wonderful book
我小的时候
when I was young
我不知道这本书这么奇妙
I didn't know that this book is so wonderful
我8岁就开始跟人家一样的看圣经了
so when I was 8 I followed others to read the Bible
到我10几岁的时候呢
when I was 10 old
我一天就看了8章的圣经
and one day I can read 8 chapters
但是呢
but then
以为就这样读了就懂了。
I thought that I read, I couldn't understand.
但人生的经验越来越多的时候
，But as I accumulate with the life experiences,
你发现里面的深度、里面的广度，是我们有限的理智不能完全吸收。
You find the depth and the width of the knowledge in this book is something which can understand by our rationality.
感谢上
，Praise the Lord.
英国有一个文学家是英国文坛的狮子。
And also he, the one who is called the lion of the British, this writers.
这个是 the lion of the English literature. 这个人呢叫做 Samuel Johnson.
Samuel Johnson.
The son of John, so Johnson.
Johnson. Johnson.
Samuel Johnson 没有死以前呢。
Samuel Johnson, before he died,
他最后几气的时候。
And also at the last days of his days,
他就对他的旁边的人说Bring me the book.
And he told the one who sits beside him, saying that, bring me the book. 把那本书带给我。
侧耳问他说 What did you say?
你讲什么？人家问他。
Bring me the book.
把那本书带给我。
Which book?
哪一本？
Since you have so many thousand books in your private library.
你自己的图书馆里这么多书。
Which book?
哪一本？
你知道他怎么讲的？
他说
Stupid.
Stupid. 你蠢。
The only book is the Bible.
唯一的书就是圣经。
你还要问哪一本书
？You don't have to ask which book。
到你要死的时候，什么书都没有用的。
That before you die, there's no other book which is useful to you。
谈爱情的书也没有用。
Books of love。
小说的书都没有用。
And novels is no good。
The only book is the Bible。
唯一的书就是圣经。
Amen。Amen 什么？Amen 跟我 Amen 的。
你讲 Amen。
The only book is the Bible。大家说一二三。The only book。Is the Bible. 好，如果你肯的话
，If you are willing，
你回去做作文好不好
？You go back and make a composition.
题目叫做什么
？And what is the title?
The only book is the Bible.
唯一的书就是圣经。
圣经是唯一的书。 为什么呢？因为从来没有一本书呢。
Because there's no other book.
把人从哪里来，往哪里去讲清楚。
That tell men from where did they come and where would they go so clearly.
从来没有一本书。
There's no single book.
把人从哪里跌倒，什么样可以再回来写。
Where do you fall and where can you stand up again? Explain it so clearly.
从来没有一本书。
There's no other single book.
把人的今生的责任，来生的盼望写清楚。
And telling about world's responsibility today and also our hope in the future.
从来没有一本书。
And there's no single book.
在你快要离开世界的时候，给你最大的盼望，坚定的信仰。
Then before you leave the world, it gives you the strongest hope and also establish a life.
Stupid.
蠢。
Bible is the only book.
圣经是唯一的一本书。
Samuel Johnson 先骂人一句才死啊。
Samuel Johnson is called people before he died.
你这个傻瓜。
You're stupid.
圣经是唯一的一本书。
Then Bible is the only book.
20世纪的英国有个很大的这个政治的英雄。
In the 20th century, there's a very great political hero of British.
也是第二次世界大战最出名的首相。
Also one of the greatest prime minister in the Second World War.
这个人叫做什么呢？ Winston Churchill.
丘吉尔。
就 Churchill 讲一句话，
Winston Churchill, he
他说虽然很多人反对圣经，
Even though many people oppose the Bible，
虽然很多人怀疑圣经，
Even though many people are skeptical of the Bible，
虽然很多人毁谤圣经，
Even though many people have slanders on the Bible，
但是我知道，
But one thing I know，
使大英帝国的人民道德能提高的， 也只有这一本。
The one that can raise the morality of the greater Britain is only this book, the Bible.
只有这一本书。
Only this book.
只有圣经。
Only the Bible.
使英国的百姓的道德可以提高。
That can raise the morality of the people of the great Britain.
The only book to raise up the morality of the British people is the Bible.
唯一能够把这个大英帝国的人民的这个道德提升的就是圣经这本书。
中国人不看圣经，看毛泽东选集。
The Chinese refuse to read the Bible, but only the selection from Mao Zedong.
看毛语录，
and also Mao Zedong's
work. 看完了以后呢，
after they read it,
等大文化大革命结束的时候，
but at the end of the Cultural Revolution,
不但什么书都不要，
not only they throw away all books,
什么道德都不懂了，
and also they don't know about anything called morality.
孔子推翻掉了，
Confucius they defeated him.
老子放在博物馆里，
and even Lao Tzu has put in the museum.
读完了毛泽东书又变成什么呢？
And after they have studied Mao Zedong's book, what do they come?
讲早安都不会，
and they don't even know how to address you good morning.
谢谢也不会。
And don't even know how to say thank you.
对不起也不懂。
And don't even know how to say I'm sorry.
所以经过50年共产党的统治，
so after 50 years of domination of the communism,
中国就变成全世界最贪污的国家之一。
China becomes the most corrupt nation in the world.
很奇怪的。
It's strange.
什么书可以提高道德？
What is the book that can raise the morality of a people?
什么书可以建立信仰？
And what's the book that can establish the faith?
什么书可以带来盼望？
And which book can bring you hope?
什么书可以充满我们的爱心？
And which book can fill you with love?
只有这一本书。
Only this book.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以当我们研究这本书的时候，
So when we study this book,
我们要存一个谦卑的心到上帝面前。
It must be with a heart of humility we come before the Lord.
存一个温柔的心到上帝面前。
And a heart of gentleness.
存一个有乐观、有盼望的心到上帝面前。
With a positive thinking.
因为上帝每一次的人研读这本书的时候，都伸开双手施恩给人。
Because every time we read this book, God will open His arms and give us grace.
Amen. 你们这几堂听了有没有得到帮助啊？
Have you been taught after you listen to this sermon?
有没有啊？ 如果你说没有，你就没有良心。
If you say no, you have no conscience.
不但有，
Not only you have,
得到很大的帮助。
Much help that you
have. 怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
因为我讲的我都得到帮助， 难道你听得没有？
Because even the one who preached is so much help.
罗巴说我早就比你更懂了。
I know more than you compared this book of
Romans. 所以我可以讲给你听。
So I can preach to you.
每次再讲我再得到帮助。
Every time when I expound it, I'm helped.
怎么可能你不得到帮助？
How is it possible you're not helped?
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
现在我们继续讲下去。
If we were to continue,
我们已经讲了13、14那些圣经。
We expounded verses 13 and 14.
现在我们再看罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
今天我们要读下去的圣经。
We want to continue reading it.
第16节。
Verse number 16.
我先念第15节。 你们读第16节。
I shall read verse number 14, you read verse number 16.
所以情愿尽我的力量， 将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。 我不以福音为耻， 这福音本是上帝的大能， 要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。这一次我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人或者希利尼人。请你念。
And as you read verse number 15 and 16, so I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?